Welcome back to the Build Your First BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2 training course. And in this presentation, Peter Meyer is going to drill down on all the ways that you can programmatically extend reporting services from a very high level.
Yeah. Right. So having in this module already introduced basic report design and interactivity, this has got to be a topic at the heart of most developers. Like, how can I customize? How can I get my code in there to produce exactly what I want? So what we're going to explore here is that there is the capability at a report level to go ahead and add your own VB.NET code to extend beyond the functionality that the report already provides for you. So be aware that this option is VB.NET only. It allows you to reference common namespaces within the .NET framework. And you use the code element in your expressions to go ahead and reference the functions that you build. So let's take a look at an example of this. We would go to the report properties, and then you would design this report-specific code. It's a little misleading, I tell you, because we've got color coding in here to make it easy to understand the VB.NET, but I can assure you, in the code window that you get, it's just a big text box. So I hope you know your VB.NET very well, because you'll need to come up with some valid functionality. But once you do, this public function here called calculate quarterly commission that expects a decimal value and returns a decimal can then be referenced in any expression in this report. And so instead of trying to inline create this expression, we've got the flexibility at report level.
And this essentially gets the way it's defined here as gets embedded in the RDL.
It's embedded in the RDL itself. So I'm going to return to the first slide and make this point that use this approach for complex functions that are used multiple times in a single report. If you know that this calculate quarterly commission needs to be used across multiple reports, this is not such a great idea because you'll start copying and pasting that logic. One day we'll find that the rules change about calculating commission, and then you're going to have to work out what reports are using the old version and new version. So the better approach for the reusability concept is that we develop assemblies. And this then allows you to move beyond VB.NET and use your .NET language of choice. You can reference static and instance methods as well. And then what you'll do is you'll produce this assembly that must be deployed at minimum to two locations. To the developer's machine so that it can be previewed in the report designer, and then to the report server's bin folder so it can be accessed at rendering time for the report.
Which is, of course, something that you'll then have to worry about at deployment time as well. When you're rolling out a new report server or installing a new customer location, you'll need to make sure that that binary shows up in the report server bin folder.
Correct. The good news is the GAC is not necessarily involved. It does not have to be in the GAC.
Right.
It simply needs to be in that bin folder.
Right.
All right. That brings us to the last topic, report definition customization extensions. This is an extremely advanced concept, but for completeness, we'll include it anyway. It was introduced in the 2008 release. And so essentially, when a request is made for a report and the report server retrieves the report definition language for that report, you can intercept that. And then you can interrogate the context about who's executing the report, the locale they're coming from, and then being an XML document, you can manipulate that before it gets processed by the report server. So the example that's provided here is that you could modify a report because we have different cases. We have French versus Arabic user requesting this report.
That could be very powerful, but also fairly fragile, right? Because you're actually introducing changes in line to the RDL.
Right, so what are the alternatives here? If you don't do this, what you're typically doing is you're copying an RDL definition and saying, this is the Arabic version, this is the French version.
Right.
And so what you'd be weighing up is, what's the trade-off about doing this dynamically and manipulating it through code versus maintaining copies and versions of the one report?
Right, fantastic. Well, that's a great overview of the extensibility of reporting services. Thanks a lot, Peter, and we'll see you in the next presentation.
Thank you.